The timing on this deal couldn't have been better. Drover rushed over to Slim and started wigwagging his tail. Slim pulled out the dipstick, squinted at it, and began looking around for a grease rag on which to wipe it. Do you see what's coming? I didn't wish to be cruel to the runt, but let's face it. Most of the time, it was my ear that got used as a grease rag, and I didn't figure it would hurt Drover to be pressed into service. He would get a dirty ear, but so what? One of Drover's problems is that he stays clean all the time. Show me a dog who never gets dirty, and I'll show you something. A dog who has missed out on many of life's richest moments. It was for his own good, see? And it also served him right for making a mockery of my poetry lesson. The stage was set. Slim glanced around for something on which to wipe his dipstick. And there was little Drover at his feet. Earnest, sincere, happy, cheerful, and dumb.
Hank?
That was Slim.
Huh? Come here.
Me? There must have been some mistake. I mean, we had already made arrangements for Drover to do the job, right?
Come here, Pooch. I need a big floppy ear for this, and yours is about the size of a tortilla.
A tortilla? Why, I'd never been so insulted. And what did the size of my ear have to do with it anyway? I mean, any moron could clean a dipstick on...
Hurry up, you're burning daylight.
I couldn't believe it. He was serious about this. He wasn't kidding. This was an outrage. Okay, have we discussed the problem with Drover's ears? Maybe not, but we should. See, he had a rinky-dink set of ears, not a big manly set like mine. And when our cowboys needed to borrow an ear for an important job, naturally they came to me. Drover's ears flunked the test. So when the call came for me to step forward and offer my ear in selfless service to the ranch, I was filled with pride. Slim had picked the right dog and made a wise decision. Holding my head at a proud angle, I marched forward, elbowed Mr. Squeakbox out of the way, and offered my ear for the greater glory of the ranch. Slim took my ear and folded it in half.
Heck, if a guy had some guacamole and cheese, he could build a pretty nice burrito.
I tried to ignore him. Slim wants to be a comedian when he grows up, but some of us have doubts that he'll ever grow up. And it's no secret that his jokes are stale and corny. A little humor there, did you catch it? Corny. Tortillas are made of corn, see? Okay, maybe it wasn't so great, but it was better than Slim's stale humor. I didn't mind lending my ear to the cause, but I didn't appreciate him saying that my ear was as big as a tortilla. It wasn't. My ears have a very pleasant shape, and you don't have to take my word for that. Ask any lady dog in Texas. They know great ears when they see them, and they've always gone nuts about mine. Anyway, I did my loyal service to the ranch, ignored Slim's childish jokes, and stood there whilst he pulled the dipstick through the fold of my ear. That done, he scrubbed his fingernails on the other ear and patted me on the chest so hard that it made me cough.
Thanks, Pooch. You're a true hero. I don't care what everybody says.
At that point, I turned to Drover, who was still hopping around like a cricket and wearing a loony grin. Oh, and he was squeaking.
Happy, cheerful, happy, cheerful.
You can shut it off, Drover. The show's over. How'd I do? Did I cheer him up? Boy, that was fun. My lips formed a snarl, and I found myself wondering, how does he always manage to weasel out of the dirty jobs? If it happened once or twice, you might not think anything about it. But this happens over and over. Oh well, The important thing is that Slim had managed to check the oil in the truck, and he was ready to move on to the next step. He climbed into the cab, pumped the gas pedal, pulled out the choke, and hit the start.